Hey. Hey, gang. Good morning, you guys. Episode 115 of Zero Carb Journal. I'm Matt, as always. And how are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you make some progress? I bet you did great. I had a really good week, you guys. It's been a good one. Here we are, Sunday morning. It's really early. It's not quite 6 o'clock yet. And I got woken up. I was awoken. a little bit before 5 by this crazy storm we're having. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it is just pouring rain, and it was howling wind, and I had some lightning. And then just as I started this podcast a second ago, the power just went out, and now it's back on again. It just flickered. But it's stormy this morning, so I got roused by the storm, and here I am. I figured I'd just get up and do it. The lightning got me all fired up. I got up to use the restroom, and man, it was just going crazy. So anyways, how are you guys? I had a great week. It's been good. My week was actually excellent. Yeah, it's been really, really good. Nothing too exciting happened, but what did happen is I finished boat number one of my two spring boats here, and so that was awesome. I finished, wrapped that up on Wednesday, I think, and it just felt so good to get it behind me, knowing that I'm going to get a little break. I got one more to do. So I've been having a good couple days, mostly just getting caught up. I've got laundry and propane and running around doing errands. Fixed my driveway, drove my tractor around all day and patched up the potholes and just kind of getting to putter around here and get at some stuff. Kind of got my shop organized. and yeah, just been kind of puttering and enjoying having a few days off of work. And mostly what I'm really looking forward to is this coming week, where I think I'm going to have the whole week off. I expect that they won't be ready for me until probably a week from Monday, something like that. So I might, depending on what this storm does and everything else, I might try and load up and go drive around for a few days, go up to the mountains maybe or something like that. So we'll see how that pans out. I'm having some service done on my van, which is affecting my ability to make my own schedule because I'm not sure when I'm going to get it back. And I've got a few loose ends to wrap up and some other chores I want to take care of here. But yeah, that's kind of what I'm looking forward to in the next week. So I'm really excited about that. And let's see, another good thing that happened this week, another awesome thing, actually very exciting, is I told you that I was potentially going to go to San Diego. Well, that didn't happen, but what I did do was talk to my friend and said, hey, let's go on a real surf trip. And I think I told you guys that last week, that we might do that, and we did. We nailed it down. We bought tickets, and I'm going to El Salvador in May. So it's a little ways off. But I'm thrilled, you guys. I'm just so excited that I took that step. I was nervous, but it was really great that my friend wants to go with me, so I won't, it won't be quite so hard to get moving. I won't be quite so intimidated. He has traveled with me a bit over the last few years, so he knows what I eat and how I pull it off, and he's really accommodating and helpful. And so, yeah, I'm so excited, you guys. I'm going to go on a surf trip. So we're going just for a week. And we got a guide, and it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. He is in a much, much, much different tax bracket. So he flies a lot, and he always flies first class. So he used his miles to buy our tickets, and he wanted me to fly first class with him. So I'm going to get to experience that, which I have mixed feelings about. I think it's kind of ridiculous, especially since I'm so small. I fit just fine in a regular plane seat. But whatever. I'm excited. New opportunities, new experiences, something I, wouldn't normally get to do. and more than anything, just hanging out with a great friend and pushing my boundaries and expanding my horizons, and I'm so excited. So yeah, so it's been a great week. I spent actually a lot of time on the planning on that one, on the trip, and I'm feeling really, really, really just, I'm just enthusiastic. I just can't wait. So, and that got me motivated to look at some other, you know, options. I was thinking maybe I'd try and go somewhere next week in this little break I have, somewhere similar and do something by myself like that. But I think I'm not going to. One, financially, I probably need to slow down a little bit and make sure that I come out of my next job, you know, ready to make it through the summer. So I don't need to spend all my travel money right away. And two, I have some things that I, like I said, I'd really like to get done here in the next couple weeks, and in this little break time. And some of that is just traveling locally. Like I have set myself up in my van and spent some money doing that to go drive around, go up to the mountains and all that. So I want to take advantage of that because I think this is probably my only opportunity to do that this winter. So we'll see if that pans out. Like I said, I'm waiting on some service and whatnot and some stuff out of my control. But at any rate, great week for me, you guys. Feeling really good, really excited about my future plans, excited for my little break, feeling like I got over my big hump of all this work I've had for the last year, and I'm in the home stretch. So, and, you know, that's done amazing things for me in terms of my goals financially. I'm just about out of debt all the way, and just really set myself up for a good, you know, stretch here. So had a great week, and from a zero car perspective, it was also really good. I did also push my boundaries a little bit more. So I told you guys last week I went out and really enjoyed it and had no repercussions. Well, I went back to that same restaurant and I had the same experience, and it was great. I really enjoyed being out. I really enjoyed the eggs again. And man, I left there and had no repercussions. I went around town and ran my errands and no gurgles or emergencies. And so that gave me a lot of confidence. So I did two new things after that. One is that I actually bought eggs at the store. And while I didn't eat them every day, I ate them. I have had three meals, I think, with eggs now. And knock on wood, feeling great. I mean, I definitely can tell the first, like I said, those individual meals didn't seem to do much. Now that I've had two or three, I'm drifting from being quite as regular. I had to use the restroom yesterday afternoon. And so I do notice that they do take me a little bit, well, they just change my schedule, let's say. Haven't had any real urgency, but a little bit looser and a little more just not regular like I am when I only eat beef. But boy, I'm sure enjoying them, and I feel great. So I don't think I'm going to make them a regular part of my diet, I doubt. Or at least not a daily part, I should say. But I'm definitely going to feel a little more comfortable ordering them out and hopefully eating them a little more often. Because I do, I think they make me not, you know, directly digestively, they don't make me feel great. But I feel like the extra fat and maybe some of the stuff in the yolk or whatever, I don't know. It just, my body seems like it craves them. And I love them. And I've been feeling good. So I did that, which is great. And then I went out again yesterday. And I tried a different breakfast restaurant. And it kind of reminded me that I need to be careful. Because I ordered the same thing I ordered at the first restaurant I've been eating at. And instantly I took a bite of the hamburger and I was like, Oh, be careful, because I could tell it had a little something. I don't know if it was just pepper or if they cooked it in canola oil or what it was, but there's something, I just got that little twinge of something not quite right. I ate them. I had two hamburger patties. I ate them both. No repercussions. I was fine. But they kind of, my stomach just flipped a little bit when I took my first bite. And I did yesterday use the bathroom immediately after eating. So yeah, so there was something there, but nothing too bad. It didn't get any worse. I had to use the bathroom twice yesterday, but it didn't get terrible. Could just be cumulative. I did have eggs, you know, over the last few days. So no big deal. I'm thrilled that I'm eating eggs again. Thrilled that I'm going out. That second time eating out yesterday was just fine. A little minor, you know, speed bump, just showing me that I need to be careful. But man, it felt great. Felt great to go out. Felt great to push my boundaries a little bit. So yeah, so there's that. So I've been having a good week, you guys. I've been pushing my limits in all directions, buying plane tickets and eating out and trying to get out and do stuff. Nothing real social, but just been spending a little more time just kind of in town where there's other people, which is sort of new for me. And that feels great. And then around here, too, because I've had some time off, I've just really made some progress on some things I've had on my list, nothing too profound, but, you know, just patching up my driveway, and just things are good in the sense that it's not falling apart all around me. I'm not falling apart, so yeah, so I'm having a good run here, good February. It's almost wrapped up, and I cannot tell you I'm so ready for spring. I'm ready to get out of the winter, but overall, I feel like I've been having a really a good run of progression here, putting in my heater this winter and kind of getting myself, you know, a little farther along with work and goals and the whole house here. The shop's getting cleaner and drier, and I'm getting able to work on my cars in there, and I'm warm up here without, you know, straining myself, and I just feel good. Things are going well, I feel like. So yeah, so I'm pretty positive these days. I keep waking up and being like, hey, I'm having a good day. That happened a lot this week, So you know, I'd have to say my mental state is pretty good, despite you know, the things that bother me are still there. They don't bother me that much. I'm lonely, but I'm okay with it. I'm sick, but I'm managing it with my diet, and yeah, I could go on and on, but things are pretty good, you guys. Feeling pretty content in the moment these days, and positive at each passing moment as well. So, and again, still focused on that. Dean, thanks for your comment about living a gratitude-filled life. It has made such a difference for me, and it's probably the most profound, you know, change that I've made, really. And it isn't that different. I've always been pretty thankful, and I started as a young man being pretty aware that that was something that was important, but I think now I've gotten much better at it. So definitely still living that way. And day to day these days, this last week especially, having a little time to slow down, refocus on myself and refocus on my priorities, and definitely just mostly refocus on my gratitude and how thankful I am to be here and to be, you know, able to do the things I'm doing and to be not sick. All thanks to this way of eating, and really thanks to, you know, the open mind and the courage to push out here and see what this is like. And again, you know, one of my biggest struggles during the week is that frustration of having experiences with people who won't try those things. And I still have dialogue every week with folks who are suffering or struggling and you know, don't think it's worth a try, just know that it isn't going to help them. And man, that just makes me so frustrated. I wish I could help everybody, or at least, you know, set them on a path of discovery. But whatever. Anyways, you guys, I'm going to go now. It's still not even 6 o'clock, so it's really early. So this will probably be up early, but I hope you guys are having a great week, and I hope you guys are making some progress. I can't tell you how much all your comments and thoughts mean to me. Thank you guys so much. Robin, I wanted to say really quickly, I'm so envious you're going to South America. You'll have to, you don't have to say anything, but I'd love to know where you're going. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I've had this strong desire over the last couple years as I started thinking about traveling. My goal, the place that just has the strongest pull in my mind of the whole world that I want to travel to, it's so strange, is Uruguay. I really want to go visit Uruguay. I'm just sort of fascinated by their culture and their, you know, Uruguay and Argentina, their ranching culture, so much fresh beef and a lot of space and sort of a Santa Barbara Mediterranean type climate and surf and cowboys and Spanish that I can kind of speak. great, you know, a good legal system there. I like the government in Uruguay. They have a surfer for a president. that's somewhere I'm really interested in. So I don't know if you're going there, Robin, but if you are, I'm envious. And if you do go, make a trail for me there. tell me how it works. I want to go. So that's coming, I think. I'm hopefully going to do that one before the next year is up. So anyways, thank you guys as always. And Robin, I'm happy for you. Great to hear that you're off on some new adventures. So, okay, you guys, thanks as always for listening and watching and for all your kind comments and support. It means so much to me. And I'll check in with you guys next week. So have a great week, and I'll see you next week. All right, thanks. See ya.